Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Also online at WFIWradio.com. Joined across the way by the lovely and talented Miss Carrie Halbert. Congratulations since the last time I saw you, by the way, on your, is it 20-year anniversary?
We had our 20th anniversary.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
So did you go gallivanting from various local, since you're the Chamber of Commerce and
go to all my merchants.
Executive director, did you go from one merchant to another? And
we did. We shopped till we dropped. Yes.
That's wonderful.
I got all sorts of lovely things.
Well, that's great. That is just outstanding. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Either way, whether you did or not get. See, that's the thing. At 20 years, you don't get squat.
Well, actually, okay, so usually
I didn't. Let me rephrase that.
Well, Patrick, I don't think got anything but a card.
Okay.
But I, however, usually I'm like, I don't want flowers.
Yeah,
but this time I was like, I want flowers.
Did you?
So I got 20 beautiful roses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Red and white roses. And I've had my eye on this really funky little plant at Black's.
Yeah.
So I got that too.
Is that right?
It's called a ponytail palm. It's such
a
neat
ponytail palm.
Yeah,
what is a ponytail palm?
It looks like 80s hair, like a palm tree with 80s hair. I love it. It's great. I love 80s hair.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations. I'm having difficulty picturing it, but I'm certain it's...
I'll just send you a picture.
I'm glad all your dreams are coming true.
Yes. That's
Ladies and gentlemen, she's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. It's Carrie Halbert. Yeah. All right.
Good morning.
All right. You got to tell me, have you come down from the great high that the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest?
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even with the Friday night.
Let me tell you.
I want to hear about Friday night.
I thought the chamber lady was dying in the chamber tent.
That's you.
Yes.
I want to hear about Holy Toledo.
I want to hear about the Friday night.
Okay, tell the story. What happened Friday night?
Well, big storm came.
Yeah.
Big storm. So
were you listening to the football game yet? Were you listening to the football game yet?
No.
Okay. Well, you see, we were sitting there telling, like, weather. We were giving weather updates.
Well, we got it probably before you.
Yes, you did, but they canceled our game before the weather even hit Fairfield.
Oh, man.
I saw the weather hit Fairfield they didn't cancel it. They suspended our game about 5 minutes before game time. And then we're looking at the weather, the radar coming across, well, that's going to hit Fairfield. Then it did. And then it's going to hit Albion, and it did that too.
Well, I was in the chamber working.
Okay, you're in the building.
I was in the building
you're
working.
Sophie's.
And well, yes. And so Jamie Jones, he's one of the firemen. He came in, and he's like, can I put my equipment in here? Because the lightning is coming. And I'm like, sure. So he put his equipment in there, him and Andrew. And I thought, well, I'll go check on things. So I go over to the tent, and I'm...
What time of night? 7 o'clock?
It was close to 7. Oh, yeah, plus I had to go over there at 7 anyway to help. John Reynolds was there. So I go over there.
So it's you and John.
John Reynolds and I, yeah. And we're, standing there, and you can kind of tell
how had the crowd been? How was the crowd Friday night? I always wondered.
It's been okay, yeah.
I didn't know if the crowd was affected by people worried about the rain.
No, I don't think so.
Good.
No, so it was good, and then all of a sudden, the top of the tent, it was like, started coming in and out, like a heart pumping. I mean, it was just, it was awful. Where were you in the tent?
I
was in the first booth on the left.
So you were on the far north end.
Yes, right.
Okay.
And then one of the side sticks that holds the tent up came out.
Wednesday. I was up there Wednesday afternoon, or Wednesday noonish or something. Maybe morning. I saw the dudes installing the tent, mm-hmm. and they were building new holes. They were digging new holes. Mm-hmm. They had all kinds of some of the stuff wasn't working, but they were making sure that thing was bolted down.
I'm glad
because it got pretty good, huh?
Yeah. So one of the sides came in, the stick, and, the hospital stuff started blowing because their booth is right next to ours. And my stuff started blowing, and I'm trying to hold it down. And And then, you know, when I saw that side stick come in, I thought, oh, it's coming down.
So is that when, okay, I got to tell you, that's when John went over there and held the tent up?
He went and grabbed the stick. Everybody started running, trying to make sure it wouldn't fall. You know, I mean, I thought, I'm going to die in this tent.
I'm going to die in the chamber tent.
Really came to me. I'm going to die in this tent. Oh, my gosh. So I then, once the wind slowed down, I just put everything in a box and took it to the chamber.
Yeah. It didn't take long probably for the Fun Fest to shut down. Mm-mm. Friday night, did it?
It shut down, but then it kind of came back up because there was a lull between the storms, okay. Really.
Well, whenever we got back around 9 o'clock, it was done.
Yes.
There was nothing
going on. Yes, by 9. Like, it had, I don't know what time it had stopped. I think about 8 it had started a little bit because I know my friend Mickey was home and her little boy was riding some of the rides about 8.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then
The rain started.
And then it really started coming. The lightning started coming back. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good, though, that there was nobody injured. Nobody.
I know. It was a miracle.
Really? I mean, the surprising thing to me, I was thinking about this over at the game. The surprising thing to me, you've got the craft tent, mm-hmm. and you have the chamber tent, each with walls.
Yes. Right. And their tent did the same thing, like kind of swelled in and out the top.
I was really surprised. I was presuming I figured the entertainment tent would end up in Mount Airy. Yeah. Because it doesn't have walls.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have walls. I figured that thing would be gone.
And those kids were in there.
Oh, what was it, Saturday
it
night?
It was Gruen Vocal Friday Studio. Night.
Oh, was that Gruen? Yeah. Gruen Kids singing?
I mean, thank goodness everybody was fine.
Well, they do start singing Near My God to Thee.
Probably. Gee whiz.
They start singing Amazing Grace and Near My God to Thee over and over again.
Wow. It was.
It's like they're on the deck of the Titanic.
I will never forget. Everybody's good. We're all good.
Everybody's good. So you ended up having a successful Fall Fun Fest. I heard that. I was there Thursday night, and the crowd on Thursday night was as big as I'd ever seen on a Thursday night.
Well, you know what? Last year, and I wasn't at my booth all the time this year because I had a ton of volunteers. But yeah. I think last year I had the most people come by in the chamber tent on Thursday night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, now last year I was kind of surprised at it. I'm kind of surprised to hear that because it seemed like a lot of people came up. That pageant deal has worked mm-hmm. out real well, hasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah.
It seemed like a lot of people came up for the pageant.
Pageants.
If not
there
pageants,
were two.
Yeah, on Thursday night. But one of them was Friday night last year, right?
Yes, that's right. So they made them both the same night. I think it was a Friday night last year.
Well, now, when does the committee start reviewing and that kind of
thing?
Well,
I met with Brad
yesterday. You're on the committee, so yeah, that's why I'm asking you the tough
questions. I talked with Brad.
I'm asking you the tough questions.
Well, I made some suggestions.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What'd you tell him?
Well, I don't want to go into it right now.
You told him to make sure that the chamber tent is locked down.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I had somebody that would like to have like a covered tent with some seating.
Oh, that's cool.
And their company would sponsor it. That's an idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good what idea. I thought.
See, now that's the thing about a fun fest or any festival like this, any kind of a community organization thing, whenever you have this kind of thing, you want to make sure that folks get their opinions in and get them heard, get them listened to.
Right, and I've heard some feedback.
Because there are some good and bad things that you want to correct, right?
Right, right, yeah. We can always improve.
Did you get much feedback?
I did get some feedback, yeah.
All good?
There were some things that they thought could be changed.
Yeah. I saw some dogs up there Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're not supposed to be any dogs up there on Thursday. I thought, well, there's dogs up here.
Yeah.
But I always think that's not that big a deal, but I guess it becomes a big deal if somebody somebody can't control their animal.
And with a big crowd, I mean, you just never know how your dog is going to react in a big crowd.
Well, yeah, no, that's true, too. See, but it works out very nicely on Saturday afternoon.
Right. Yeah, because you have the dog show. How'd that go?
They had a big crowd.
Good.
They didn't have as many entries as they usually like, but they had a big crowd.
You know what? On Saturday, I think the crowd was down a little bit because people thought it was going to rain.
Yeah.
Because one of my friends didn't come to town from Tennessee because she thought it was going to rain.
Well, you know, that's all the weather guys were saying.
I know.
Until about noon Friday.
Yeah.
And then the noon or 5 o'clock Friday, they basically said, Saturday's not going to, it'll rain till about 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. and then it's done. And it was that way all across the state because it was I was in beautiful sunshine all afternoon in the part of the state that I was in. I'm talking here with Carrie Hallbert. She's the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce here in the city of Fairfield. We're going to talk more about the Fun Fest and results. She's got all kinds of prize winners and no telling what all else we'll get to. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, you are listening on 8-4. I was about to give that gal's number. You're listening on WFIW 104.9 FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Also online at WFIWradio.com and AM 1390. We'll be back after these.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Oh, listen to the guitar solo.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
This makes my day.
Well, I'm glad to
hear
it.
Thanks, Bruce.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bruce Dickey. That's Carrie Hallbert over there. Her favorite singer of all time is Rick Springfield. And so I'm going to play the hits for her today. As it's 9:27, it is 80 degrees now on the way up to 88 today. Should be just a fabulous day. Fabulous day. And we've been talking about the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, the breakdown of the Fun Fest. Yep. That's always a lot of fun.
It is. And you know what?
What?
The chamber tent was completely full.
Tell me about that, huh?
Oh, my gosh. We had a ton of new people in there. I was so excited.
Really?
Yes.
Who were the new ones?
The new ones were...
Well, who were the old ones?
New ones are Iron Eagle Manufacturing.
Okay. What's that?
You know Finest White?
I've met him, yeah.
Well, he makes these... like cutout things, like he uses laser. I don't know. It's really cool, like metal.
Yeah.
It's neat.
Does he make fence?
Fence?
Yeah, I didn't know if he made iron fence.
I don't know. Maybe he does if you ask him. I don't know. It's a good question.
So Iron Eagle is actually more about the, that's the cutout things that like go in the back of vehicles and that kind of thing.
No. It was like metal. It's like metal things.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean back of a vehicle?
That's where I've seen Iron Eagle Manufacturing
like
on his pickup truck. I thought that's what it was.
Well, it's really kind of neat what he does. Okay. I mean, just the whole cutout thing.
Well, That's the worst thing, Carrie. I regret that I was unable to get.
You should have gone.
I was gone for the
chamber
Friday
walked this year.
Friday
I'm
and
so
Saturday.
Disappointed
I was. I was busy from Friday. Well, I was up there Thursday night, but I didn't make it into the tent. But I was in Thursday afternoon. But I was gone. I was out of town Friday and Saturday.
I'm shaking my head at you.
Well, I see that.
All right.
I might have made it in there if that rainstorm hadn't come.
Okay.
So it was an act of God that kept me from coming in.
Whatever. Okay.
Iron Eagle.
Okay, I'm going to continue.
Who else?
West Side Pools and Spa.
Oh, that's great. Those guys reopened, didn't they?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Le Mans.
Okay.
Chrysler.
He said that he had a car halfway in and out.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep. Everfound Church.
No, I haven't, but are you offered?
Bruce Dickey. They drew the TGIF raffle last week.
I did when I was youngster. I did.
Maybe you need to find it again. I think you do.
All right, start that again.
You need to go to Everfound.
Yeah, okay.
The Window
Source.
That's
the one. Okay, now that's the one I don't know where it is.
I told you.
Is that the one that's
week?
Out west of town?
To
or
me,
east
do
of town? I do listen.
It's the old Merriam School.
All right.
Joe DiMaggio is a preacher.
All right, I know where to turn.
Okay. The Window Source.
Okay.
Fairfield.
That's up in Jeff.
Yes. Johnny Ray Pinkerton.
Johnny Ray does a nice job.
Yes, he does. Fairfield Girl Scouts.
Okay.
Sisney Health and Rehab.
Well, the Girl Scouts, they have cookies for sale? It's a little early,
they're just trying to get more Girl Scouts.
Oh, okay.
And Community Helpings Food Co-op.
See, that would have been cool if they'd have had the cookies out there.
I know. Well,
they could have helped the Community Helpings.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Like, get your
food, your
good, healthy food, and then your dessert.
That sounds great to me.
Yeah. Perfect.
Get the Savannahs or whatever they're called now.
No, Thin Mints.
Well, I like the Thin Mints, too.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Oh, freeze them? Oh, my gosh. I love frozen Thin Mints.
That's cool. So those were the new ones?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That,
I know.
And it was a full tent, huh?
Yeah, and I had somebody on the waiting list, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you needed a bigger tent.
I did.
So can you get that next year?
That'd no, cool. I don't know. It's a pretty big tent.
But yeah, it was big enough that it didn't blow over. Let's put it that
exactly.
way, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd the craft tent go?
Pretty good. I think it was good. I walked there a few times. There were some nice things.
Was it full?
Yes. It's always full. Let me tell you, people.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. And my mom went walking through there like, I don't know, Thursday afternoon, and I guess they weren't up there yet. Not everybody was up there yet, because she said, boy, you know, that craft tent, it looks empty. And I said, well, Mom, it's full.
Yeah.
It's going to be a full tent.
It's full, like in March. I mean,
is that right?
Yeah, or April. Yeah, it fills up really quickly.
Wow.
Mickey Leonard's in charge of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what?
What?
We gave away baskets, and Vicki Leonard won one of them.
Now, hold on a second.
Let me, Vicki
win the, can Vicki win the basket since she's in charge of the tent?
She's not. No, my tent.
Oh, okay.
In charge of the chamber. Okay. So we had two booths at the chamber tent. We had the chamber booth and the retail merchants booth. And the retail merchants booth, we had three baskets. We gave away one each night, and they were filled with tons of things from my wonderful and awesome retail merchants.
Now, is this one, you've given me a list here. Is this the retail merchants list, or is that's a chamber list, isn't it?
No, that's free. Well, it's just all of the chamber members I asked.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood them. Did you have a retail merchants basket as well as a chamber basket?
No.
Oh, they were mixed. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. All right.
So at the retail merchants booth, we had three baskets, and chamber members, and which are retail merchants as well,
sure,
donated a ton of stuff.
Really?
It was amazing. I mean, I just want to say thank you to everybody who donated, because, I mean, the past year and a half, I have worked with some pretty awesome people with the chamber, and I just want to say thank you for everything, and thanks for working with me, and it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, well, you're not done yet. Give me some of these names of the folks who were in some of these baskets, some of your donors.
My donors? Oh, gosh.
Well, you don't have them, do you?
You have my list.
I've got the list.
You tell me. I don't have it with me. You have it.
Carter Trucking gave a bunch of stuff.
Yes,
you've got the stuff from Fairfield Banking Company, as well as First Financial Bank, as well as FNB, as well as People's National Bank with the checkbook cover and koozie. I like the collector's item from FNB.
Oh,
is the Thursday.
The coin?
The mule shirt.
Oh, the mule shirt.
Because
I know.
They ran out of those.
They had a mule shirt and the Bobcats.
I couldn't believe they came up
Bobcats.
With that.
I like the
Bobcats. Oh, really? Yeah,
well,
that'd be
yeah,
fun.
Frontier.
Well, I like Frontier just the same.
Oh my
as
gosh!
Else.
And Frontier gave this really cool pizza cutter. I really would like.
See, now
if I have connections, maybe I can get one.
That's the thing. You work at Frontier at halftime. I would think you'd be able to get something like that. Carter Trucking gave a bunch of stuff. Taco Tierra. Serendipity. How about that? Yeah. They gave a Harley Davidson cup. You got a Brookstone cup. Mm-hmm. You've got a the Wayne County Press going out of the way. The notepads. That's very thoughtful.
They're neat, though.
Were they pretty good?
Yeah, they were great.
I'm not saying a bad thing, man. I'm all for it.
I always need notepads.
Roasted Chestnuts love the Wayne County Press. I'm telling you. Put the headset on.
Okay.
Good morning. You were trying to call for Carrie?
Well, I'm trying to call for both of you guys. This is Vicki Leonard.
Hi, Vicki.
And I just want to say thank you to Carrie and her crew. The basket I won was absolutely awesome.
Which day did you win?
Christmas. Friday's basket.
Right.
Okay, so you won Friday. I'm looking at Friday's list here, Vicki. I'll take that free donut from Casey's if you're looking for stuff to give away.
I will give it to you because I tell you what, there was a few things in there that I was not able to use, but I will make sure that it gets to someone who can.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm only teasing.
The basket was awesome, and I just want to give a big thank you to all the people who donated, and especially to Carrie for collecting all of it. And she is so right. The tents almost came down.
Is that well? Yeah. See now, were you down there in the craft tent whenever the weather came through?
You betcha. And I thought it was coming in.
Well, see now, that's what surprises me that the entertainment tent didn't go away because it didn't have the walls like you guys had.
Well, but there was I don't know if you call it a suction that got in those tents with the walls and it just lifted them up and set them back down. I'm telling you, I thought my days were numbered right there.
I know. Vicki, I'm right there with you.
Well, I'm glad it all turned out safely.
You know, it's funny now, but it was not at the moment. Everyone was safe. And just one big shout, FunFest was great this year. Everything went great. Couldn't have asked for a better FunFest. Everyone was cooperative. The only issue was the one night of the weather. But I just called because you guys are doing a great job talking about FunFest. I just want to say thank you to all the merchants that was in my basket book. And Spencer Meeker for drawing my name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
How about that?
Yes. Carrie forgot to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She came flying down there Saturday morning. You win, you win. I'm like, oh, did I win? Yeah. But it was awesome. I loved it. And let someone else call. And thank you very much, Carrie.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
You guys have a good day.
Thanks for your help.
Bye-bye.
That's Vicki Leonard who helped put together the craft tent and also a big winner. She's got a lot of stuff here on this Friday.
Have you looked at Saturday's basket?
Okay,
let me tell the winners. Let's tell the winners. Okay.
Who won Thursday?
Thursday basket was Logan Perkins.
Okay, Logan is.
But in addition to baskets, the chamber gave away $25 in chamber bucks.
In addition to what they got here.
Well, no, wait. This is separate. So somebody won the basket, and then somebody else won the $25 in chamber bucks.
Hey, one of the folks, the Wayne County veterinary, gave a pet odor eliminator candle. Does that work?
Well, I would imagine.
Wonderful.
Okay, so Thursday, $25 chamber buck winner was Sarah Collum. Friday, the basket winner was Vicki Leonard. And then the $25 chamber bucks on Friday was Elise Thomason.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. So Logan Perkins won the $25 chamber bucks?
Nope.
He won the basket.
Yes.
And she won the, and who won the?
Sarah Collum.
Sarah Collum won the chamber bucks.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, you had me confused.
Sorry. Saturday, the basket winner was Vicki Podarf. Saturday, $25 chamber buck winner was Joanne Owen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these awesome retail merchants gave me a couple of things that I could not fit in the basket, so we gave them away separately.
You gave them away separately.
Yes. So,
okay, I'm just in. Before you get to those, I'm still sitting here looking at this Saturday basket.
It's amazing.
There was a lot of really good stuff in here.
Yeah.
You've got the Mail Connection watch, which is pretty cool. The Gottmans gave away some jewelry in the Friday basket, Gottmans Jewelers. B-Way gave a candle away. You've got the studio. Free haircut.
Yeah.
Wow. All kinds of stuff. FNB, you got the Silver Eagle coin, People's National Bank cookbook, and koozie. Have you seen those cookbooks? They're very
cool.
They're
nice.
Very nice. Joe's Body Shop with all kinds of stuff in there. Fairfield Banking Company, Kincaid silicone lid. Who am I missing? Brain training, 3 free sessions. Mm-hmm. Dimaggio. How much? Okay. So did you total up?
I did not. I did last year. I did not total it up this year. Last year was almost $500. This year
I'm looking at it. You're looking at more than $500 here on stuff. I'm thinking, depending on how much some of the things are worth that I don't know. I can figure out what a large Nacho Supreme costs, and from Taco Tierra, yeah. but I don't have any idea what a CDC new to you paparazzi jewelry would be.
That was probably worth about $15.
Oh, is that right? All kinds of great stuff. Serendipity, another thing. Farmer's daughter with the cleaver. What was the? Where's your pizza thing you were talking about? The pizza cutter.
Pizza cutter. Is it on a different night?
I don't remember. Oh, there it is. FCC pizza cutter and
that. Yep.
Now, all right. I got to know. Where does Frontier Community College come up with giving away a pizza cutter?
Well, there's lots of different marketing things you can buy.
Yeah.
It has your, you know, business name on it.
Yeah. So this is just some, there's specialty advertising
Alyssa
thing.
Alyssa has a stash of items.
Alyssa has a stash of items?
Yes, maybe she should share something with you. Hey, you know what? People come in Frontier. I don't have it on my phone, but people come in Frontier and they ask for these cell phone wallets. Have you ever seen those?
Oh, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
You stick it on there and you can put your credit card or your driver's license in there. It
actually, I have
your
seen
phone.
One. I have yeah. seen one. I saw a friend of mine. So you attach that to your phone?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense since you don't want to lose your phone or your wallet. You may as well put them together.
Correct.
And if you lose that object, you're just really screwed up, aren't you?
Well, it's the same as losing your purse because everything's in your purse.
Well, I guess that's true.
You wouldn't know about that.
No, I wouldn't.
You don't have a man bag.
No. Well, actually, I do, but I've never used it. Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, it's actually very nice. It's something to really see. It's very impressive. I don't know if I'll ever use it, but I have.
There's two things I want to go over real quick.
All right.
Okay. So Amber Marie, they gave a candle warmer lantern that was just gorgeous, and Kim Owen won that.
Okay.
And then Joe's Body Shop gave a handmade. It has like a little door, and there's like shelves in there. It's like a box,
a toolbox type of thing,
no.
or some kind of kit.
No. It has like a hunting
shelf
scene on the front. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, it's really cool looking. And Joshua Walker won that.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah. So we picked a girl item and a guy item, mm-hmm. and we drew for that. So
now they anyway. were those were free entries, right? For all this.
Yes.
Stuff. Yeah. I thought this
it
was all free entry,
right?
It did not
cost at all to enter.
That's amazing. I've got Carrie Halbert here from the Fall Fun Fest, as well as from the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. She's the executive director. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take and you just take, and I can't take it, you see.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIWFM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's 948, 81 degrees, and I've got across the way from me here, Carrie Halbert. She is the, you know, she is the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. I'm just glad that I'm finally able to get that name right.
Halbert?
Yeah. How many months has it taken me?
Years?
Years? Years is probably right. Years is probably right.
Somebody said, called me CB the other day. I just cracked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you ever go by CB before you were Halbert?
No.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Okay. Let's talk about new chamber members.
Okay,
you have a goal.
I do.
You have a goal you set before the start of the year.
Yes.
That you plan on getting. You want to get one new chamber member per month, right?
Yes.
And how's that going?
Very well.
Really?
Yes.
Where are you at, too? How are you doing on the goal?
20.
You've got 20 new ones this month.
Yeah. No, not this month.
A new
for
year,
the year.
This year. Mm-hmm. There are not 20 months in the year.
No.
Congratulations.
My first goal was to get one a month, so 12 a year.
Okay.
And I'm already up to 20.
Oh, well, see, now that's good. And folks don't have to be in Fairfield to become chamber members.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was actually talking to a business owner that has a business just outside of Wayne County. And
kind of makes sense if you just do business in Fairfield, right?
Right. But she said, I thought you had to be in Fairfield in the city limits to be a chamber member, and you don't.
No.
Anybody can be a chamber member. I mean, an individual can be a chamber member. I have a business out of Evansville, mm-hmm. out of Mount Vernon, an individual in Blueford. I mean, anybody can be a chamber member. So I would love to have you.
What are the advantages to folks who might live outside the community?
Well, I can promote you.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I can talk about you on
the
Bruce Dickey Show.
You can promote you inside the community.
Oh, yes, exactly. I mean, Facebook is a great tool to use, and so we use that as well.
Who are some of your new ones?
So I have a lot of fun for you, too, event planning and entertainment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
She does face painting.
She did. That's right. She did face painting at the Fall Fun Fest.
Really?
Yeah. She was there until pretty late. She
no
was
kidding.
Busy.
What's her name?
Donna.
Donna, that's right.
Yeah.
Does a great job.
And so at Fall Fun Fest, I was standing in the chamber booth, and somebody came up and said, I want to be a chamber member.
Really?
And I said,
see, now that's
awesome.
The easiest sale of all time.
I know.
Isn't it?
I said, well, let's just go to my office.
Do they all go that easy?
Not quite that easy, no. But So Echo Advantage Painting and Concrete Polishing.
What is Echo Advantage? I guess it's the painting
and
concrete polishing.
Okay, so they do like
polishing.
An epoxy on your floor.
Uh-huh.
And so they do that. And they like, if you have a concrete floor, they'll polish that.
Oh,
and
really?
Put a coating on it.
Where's that out of?
It is, I think, out of Barn Hill area.
Okay.
Yep. And it's Adrian Truran that runs that.
Adrian what?
Truran.
Okay.
Truran. Yep. She's a really nice girl.
Oh, nice.
So they're new members, and they have a website that you can check out.
Okay.
And actually, I just put it on Facebook yesterday. Of a lot of fun for you to website, and they're in this website that you guys can, everybody can check it out for our new members.
That's a nice deal.
Yeah. And then the Window Source, their new chamber member, Johnny Ray Pennington. So good quality windows.
See now, and you see this window right behind me, right?
Yes.
Here?
Did he put that in?
That is a window source.
Awesome.
That's a window
good.
Source window. You bet it is.
And then the last one that we had is McKendree University.
McKendree University.
See, exactly. This is what
see,
I'm
now
talking
that's
about.
Lebanon, Illinois.
Exactly. And they're not, I mean, they're not in Wayne County, but yet they serve Wayne County.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're a new chamber member.
I wonder how many kids are going to Lebanon College right now from Fairfield.
I'm not sure. But they want us to help promote their online programs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What are their online? You mean like classes,
sure.
online classes,
yes,
that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and certain programs. Yeah.
Well, that's handy.
Isn't that awesome?
I bet you that they probably are in conjunction with some of, or they could be in conjunction with some of the Frontier Community College stuff.
Maybe.
Because you can get your undergrad,
you get your associate degree at Frontier,
and then finish.
You start at Frontier. Start here. Go anywhere.
Never leave the house.
That's true. You're just probably good.
That's wonderful.
Frontier is online classes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. What's coming up soon for the chamber?
Well,
what do we got coming up this fall, this winter, so, this spring?
This fall, we're going to do a Moonlight Madness sale.
Really?
Mm-hmm, in October. So just everybody stay tuned for that.
Okay.
For more details. And then Serendipity is going to be hosting the Witches Night Out on October 18th. So okay. Stay tuned for that. I don't have any details on all that
do
yet.
Do we know when the Moonlight Madness sale is? You said it's 18th for the witches.
It's towards the end of October. I think it might. I didn't bring it, but I think it's like the 17th. Or not 17th, 27th. What day is that?
I believe that's a Thursday, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And because the Halloween's on Monday.
Right.
The 31st.
So just be watching. Look on the Chamber's Facebook page because we have an events tab that okay. I always put things on there. So be sure and watch for that.
You know, and that's going to be a perfect night.
When?
Because for that Moonlight Madness sale.
Yeah.
Because I believe we're having a concert. City band concert that night.
Really?
Yeah.
Where at?
I think the church.
Oh.
I'm not sure if that's worked out yet.
Okay.
I maybe shouldn't have talked about that. But I think we're having a city band concert, a Halloween-style city band concert.
Ooh, that would be cool.
That night. So you could go Ooh. To one, and then you're already out.
Right.
You may as well go Moonlight and Madness and
that's
all that
right.
kind of business.
Yeah, they're thinking about having different contests for Moonlight Madness, like Best Pajamas and...
I don't know what we're playing. Probably Monster Mash over and over again.
I'm sure there'll be a great variety of songs.
I don't know what it is. I haven't heard.
And then, guess what? Our holiday open house is coming up in November. These things are going to be here before we know it.
That's the thing.
Good
that's
golly.
Less than two. That's less than 2 months away.
I know.
What's the date?
Oh, my gosh. You're freaking
what's
me out
date?
Now.
What's the date?
November 20th.
That is 2 months from today.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you bought
so
any
much
gifts?
To do,
have
so
you bought any
time.
Christmas gifts yet?
Yes, I have.
Oh, well, see, now you're very. You're...
We went out of town, and so I found a specialty book that I know Lucas would like.
Good.
So.
You can't say that on the radio. Now he's going to know what his gift
he
is.
He picked it out.
Oh.
Plus, Hunter Fisher Trapper is not listening to the radio right
oh,
now.
Oh, well,
anyway.
He's in school.
He is, yeah.
He's in school learning how to hunt, fish, and trap.
That's right.
You wanted to mention some thank yous to
I
folks,
do. This, you know, last year we had the retail merchants booth and the chamber booth, and I worked a lot at it. But I'll tell you what, this year everybody stepped up and they volunteered, and I just kind of watched over it. I mean, here and there, but I really got to spend a lot of time with my kids and my friends, and that's all to a big thank you to all of my retail merchants
yeah.
and my chamber members because they worked the booths and they helped me out so much. So thank you to everybody who helped in the booths. It was great.
I thought you were going to name names.
Well, I can name names.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I got 2 minutes.
Mary Bradley of First Financial, Sarah Molt of Peoples, Mary John Lear.
So now, can you tell me who did a poor job or who
no,
did a
they
very
all
good...
did a great job.
Oh, okay. You know, somebody's got to do better than the other people, right? Or
no,
worse than
no,
the other.
Everybody's fabulous. Lisa Smith, which is LJ Liquidations. I had some volunteers for community care.
Uh-huh.
Janet from there. Christy Horning, John Reynolds, Anita Tips, and Patty Atwood. Jamie from Iconic. Have you met Jamie? She's one of the newest members of
no.
Iconic.
No, I know the...
She's really sweet.
No, apparently
she
he has.
A lot. Jamie and Nikki Raithy, Scott Merkel, Susan Woods, which she's from
sure.
Andrew Williams. And so, yeah, we had a ton of people help out. So, thank you, everybody. I greatly appreciate
how many,
it.
How many folks did you... is there any way, as a member of the VPF or... the committee for the Fun Fest. Is there any way for you guys to get a handle on how many people visit?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. That'd be hard to track.
Yeah. How do you button sales go?
Good.
Were you happy with that?
Yes. I sold out. I had to get more.
I can't believe my dogs got on the what is the deal with my dogs? They're on
they're
the front
special.
Page of the paper last night.
I know.
Night.
They're just special.
Well, I guess so. I think so, but I'm glad that other people realize that.
Oh, just don't count on it anymore.
That's it.
One time
well, that's
thing.
That's fine. No, that's, well, that's true. Well, congratulations on all the success with the Fall Fun Fest. Sounds
thank
like
you.
It was a big deal.
It was. It was great.
Anybody else you want to say hello and thanks to?
just thanks for all of my merchants and my chamber members.
They make your life easier, don't they?
They do. They're wonderful to work with, and I've been very, very blessed the past year and a half to work with everybody.
Well, you sound like you have, Carrie. Thanks very much for coming in. And that's it for the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to y'all real soon.